Just how Instagram lovers do, you know, we just fight.
I'm not the guy that's killing rats.
Ripped off my shirt, dude. Started making out with her. Get her a pigeon, a dead pigeon in her mouth.
My God. All right, Scotty, Sonic. I have no idea where this is going to go, man.
Nope. Just going to pop the mics.
Yeah, so we decided to just sit down and kind of tell our stories and chat and just record it all and see what happens. You guys tell us what you do and don't like. You ready to chat?
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens. What happened to your guest? I thought we were having a guest today.
She missed her flight. Who? She was going to visit me from New York all weekend, and then I'm going to New York tomorrow before I go to London for the Bears game.
Okay.
And so we jumped on the same flight together, but she missed her flight, so I'll be going by myself. Anyways, she never made it. She was going to, on Friday, she missed her flight. She was trying to reschedule, and she couldn't.
She's in New York now?
Yeah, she lives in New York.
And so she was coming here to take a flight to London with you, which would also
stop
in New York?
No.
I'm lost.
Yep, sorry. I'm not a very good explainer. Let me start over. She was going to come visit me this weekend, and I was going to New York anyways before I would go out to London on Thursday.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to be in New York from Tuesday to Thursday. So she was going to come visit me for the weekend. We were going to fly back to New York together.
Oh. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Gotcha. So
she never made it, and so...
But you're still going to see her in New York.
Yeah. But I question this. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because we've never hooked up, but I met her on Instagram a long time ago. It's one of those things.
How?
That's super weird.
How on Instagram?
Just DMs.
Just you saw her, you slid DM, she DM'd you. How did this work?
We were like liking each other's pictures. And Instagram back like 6 years ago, this was when I was in Atlanta, it's a little bit of a different game.
Oh, so. I remember you in Atlanta.
Yeah. But I mean, it was still a little bit of a different game. Like DMs. I don't even know. Was there DMs back then? Yeah, there was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was
okay.
DMs. Yeah, yeah.
So at one point, Instagram didn't have DMs. Anyways, that's how it all started. I thought she lived in Atlanta. I was super creeping. I was like,
and she was in New York though?
She lived in New York. I don't know how it all came
about.
Have
you met her in person yet?
I have. She came to visit me maybe 3-4 months ago, and that was the first time I met her, but we've been in contact.
Five years, right?
Yeah, like FaceTiming every once in a while.
Really?
Or like she'll get a boyfriend or I'll get a girlfriend, we'll stop talking, and then, you know, when
how you been?
And then, oh, you must be going through a breakup.
So you met on Instagram, and you haven't met in person until 3 months ago here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And how
she
did
came
that
and
go?
Stayed
she came
with
here?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Same, not even a hotel situation.
Same bed? Same couch? Hold on. Did you have a couch at that point? Because when I stayed with you last summer, your couch was flipped upside down, and I had to sleep on the cushions I had to take off the couch and put on the ground because you had no kitchen and you had no floors. So I took the couch. The couch was standing upright. And
kitchen was getting renovated, so the kitchen was in the living room. So to make room for the kitchen and the living room, like dishwasher, all appliances, they flipped the couches upside down. So there's no living room or kitchen.
But when I came over to stay there, you had originally told me, hey, you're going to have to sleep on the couch. I didn't have to sleep on the couch. I had to sleep on the couch cushions that were on the floor.
Well, yeah, because when I mentioned that to you, the renovations got a little deeper, so the couch was not an option. Because I made a little fort, like literally an adult fort in the living room so I could watch TV. So the workers put like the couch way in the back, upside down underneath the dishwasher, whatever. And so I finagled it to where I could just have a couch.
So did she sleep? Where did she sleep?
This is a different place now.
Okay.
And then we go to my studio, or I'm in a studio in South Loop. She stayed.
So there's no bedroom.
I thought we were going
to
hook up, to be honest.
Okay.
But then she started getting on my nerves, and I get
really?
On her. Yeah, dude, we're just like, we fight like, I don't know. We just,
like Instagram lovers.
Yeah. Just how Instagram lovers do, you know, we just fight. So I can't remember, to be honest. Like, we might have slept in the same bed. We never hooked up, though. So we might have been like butt to butt.
What
I've
did
done
she
that
do that bothered you?
She's just...
Because that changes when you live with someone for the first time. You all of a sudden know all these weird things. Now, she came to stay with you, and you learned what?
Don't get me wrong. I bug her, too. So we just annoy each other. And
so you're better long-distance friends than you are.
No, it's just a weird relationship we have. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I wanted to bring her on, so you can just totally
maybe
dive
she
in.
Can explain it?
Yeah,
okay.
From her perspective. But so I don't think we hooked up.
You don't think you hooked up?
No, actually, I know we didn't hook up, but I don't know if I don't think we shared the same bed. That's what I meant to say. So, maybe one night we did, but I was on my, I have a air mattress. So,
okay.
So, I gave her the bed. I'm not
right. You're a total gentleman. You met her on Instagram, invited her over.
She has a cat. I'm gonna get super allergic.
You're allergic.
We'll fight, and she'll probably kick me out, and then like.
No, she will.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
No,
not out of the house, night. But like probably out of her room.
Oh, so you're already assuming that's you're assuming you're
something's gonna happen.
That's where you're sleeping is the bedroom.
I assume.
That's what you assume.
Well, she better let me because I let her sleep on my bed. So if there's an issue, she can sleep on the couch.
That's okay. Does that that's the question. Does that matter? It's the guy's house, right? You, as a gentleman, you let her sleep in the bed, but this is the girl's room. Now, as a host, do you let the guy sleep in the bed? Like, because I'm cool with couches. Like,
there might be some, you know, standards or rules or whatever you want to call it, but in this relationship.
Because would you stay together in the bed?
I'm like, screw her. I'm sleeping in her bed. What's that?
Would you stay together in the bed?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh, that's an
option. But I already asked her. I'm like,
there's so many options.
I know. Are we going to hook up or what? I just asked her. Yeah, dude, this is the kind of relationship her and I have.
What's your spec?
And she goes, no. Freaking disgusting, no.
But you hooked up once before, you said.
We kissed at Public House that night.
And she vomited until then, until now.
We were in the restroom, and we come out, and there's this photo booth. Because I was like, I'll wait for you right here. We both went to the restroom. There's a photo booth at Public House downstairs. And she's like, let's take some pictures. And I'm like already drinking. So Wild Sonic's out. And I'm like, cool. Ripped off my shirt, dude. Started making out with her. I have the pictures.
Hold on. I love that statement. Can we just keep that as a clip forever? I ripped off my shirt and started making out with her. I have the pictures. So
she's
you didn't
cool.
hook up.
No.
You kissed her in a photo booth when you were wasted.
Yeah. I don't know. So
that's like the difference between guys and girls. Like guys, be like, we used to hook up all the time. She's like, I don't remember his name. I don't even remember us being in the same room.
I'm all exaggerating.
Yeah, it's two different. So you're assuming you're gonna stay in the room. That's probably not gonna happen.
It's gonna happen 100% because I'll tell her.
No, you want to put a bet on it that you don't sleep in the bedroom. Let's bet lunch. We'll bet lunch.
Okay, cool.
No, when you get back, that you do not sleep. Yeah, on the lunch. Nothing, or does that? I don't know if that's what that means. I actually have no idea what that means. I've learned a lot about. I learned a lot about you this weekend too. Do you know that?
What happened?
You were a topic of conversation. I had a remote at like a Sprint store at Crystal Lake, and I was with some of the promo crew. They talked to me about. You look real
first
nervous.
I do, because I've had a couple events where I've drank.
Oh,
like a lot.
No, it had nothing to do with you drinking.
Okay, good, because that's why I get nervous, because I get wild when I drink.
It has to do with your Uber decision making.
Sometimes I take my dog, like when I go dog train, but she's cool. She's
Are dogs
small.
Allowed in Ubers? I don't even know that rule.
If they have, they're not allowed to turn you away if they have their
if you're a service dog.
Yeah, service dog.
But your dog's not a service dog.
No,
do you lie about that?
No, what I do.
It's messed up. People do that all the time.
Oh yeah,
but.
I'm not shady because I don't want. Any uncomfortable situations, you know, with anyone. So what I do, I've learned is, because I thought that they had to take all of them. And my dog's small. It's not like she's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you could actually
but
hide
But there's people
dog
out there that aren't dog people. You got to know that. Mm-hmm. And so then I got into one, and it was just going down like half a mile to the doggy daycare. And it was snowing that day, so I didn't want to walk her. Anyways.
The easy way out. We got it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get into this Uber with my dog, and he's like, oh man, no dogs. And I got like kind of offended. And I'm like, all right, dude, like whatever. And I called a new one. And I was like, dude, that was jacked up.
Yeah.
And so then anyways, now my thing is when I get a Lyft or an Uber, I call them. You know when you it confirms
contact
like en route,
yeah.
Like, oh, 2 minutes, your driver will be here. I call them just as if you were calling to see if like where they're at.
And tell them.
Anyways, I call them and I'm like, hey, I have a small dog with me. She's cool. She'll just sit in my little duffel bag. Is that all right? And 9 out of 10 times they're like, that's cool. So
is it up to the driver? Do you know this? Is it up to the driver or is it up to the, is a company policy?
They can turn you away if it's not, if you don't have service papers, they can ask you for service papers.
Got you. So it's not discrimination in any way. They can against dog owners. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to turn you away for dogs.
Right. Cause dude, I understand. Like some people are allergic to dogs. Like I don't want to be on a flight with dogs because cats. I'm allergic to cats. Bad. So
have you ever been on a flight with a cat?
No, but it doesn't matter. That whole cabin, like it could be on the opposite side, and I'll get allergies. I'm very allergic to cats.
What happened? What happened? Do you just get snuffly? Or do you blow up like
puffy and get like an itchy throat? It's just uncomfortable.
Keep Benadryl with you and stuff.
But I don't like to take Benadryl. Anyways, I was going to bring this up because the last time I came in my Uber from dog training, which is up in it's on the north side somewhere. Anyways, the driver was like, man, I just think there should be an Uber specifically for pets for people. Like, you don't have to be with your pet. They'll come pick up your pet, take it to daycare, take it to.
Yeah. Would you do that? Would you trust it?
No.
I think dog's really cute. Someone's going to steal your dog, man.
She's got a chip, though. I'll come up in there.
Yeah, but it's not a GPS. You like if they keep chips are GPS. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought they had. I thought my dog was GPS'd up. Dude.
No,
what's a microchip for then?
Because if they find him, then it has all the information. So if somebody finds and turns the dog in, then they scan the chip. And no, your dog's not GPS, dude.
But don't make me feel bad. I can't be the only one that thought that.
No, you're probably. Yeah, I guarantee you're not. No, but they're not. Yeah, so if someone finds the dog and they turn it into a shelter or wherever, they scan the chip and then your information should pop up. Well, or whoever's information.
Holy Shark Tank, here we come, dude. Like, let's do it.
You want GPS for the dog? They do have the things you put on the collars now, right? But they're real clunky, right? So I don't know if you've seen it. So it's like.
But they could take the collar off.
Yeah.
If someone steals your dog.
But if you lost your dog, the dog ran away, that could be helpful. My dogs learned a new skill this weekend.
What?
They became city dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So they used to chase squirrels and cats. This weekend, they learned to chase rats.
Oh my God.
This was the worst. So my Darla, the little one, and the other one is a 70-pound pointer mix, Dax. He's dumb as rocks. He's the dumbest dog you'll ever meet in your life. But he's I love dumb dogs.
Yeah,
they're
goofy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dumb, stupid dogs are my favorite. And he is. And he's just a meathead, and he thinks he's 2 pounds, but and he'll jump on your lap. And then anyway, so he does whatever Darla does, and you could tell she's the mayor of this stuff, right? She's running it. And so whenever she goes after, like, cats and squirrels, she loses her mind. Like, she doesn't even have all of her teeth. We had to remove a bunch of her teeth because she was a bait dog, they think, when we rescued her. So she had a lot of infection. They'd filed down her teeth or whatever. So she's missing a bunch of teeth. Her tongue hangs out like the slow hyena in Lion King.
Yeah.
You know I'm talking about? And that's exactly what she looks like. But she will see a cat or a squirrel. And I don't know. They smell these things from... Like, dog noses are exactly like the cartoons depict they are. Like, it exactly. And so if there's a cat or a squirrel around, she'll start to lose it. And he's like, oh, we're doing this. And they just start going crazy. So yesterday, this weekend, walking down, and all of a sudden she starts going crazy, and I'm looking around. I don't see a cat. I don't see a squirrel. I don't know what they're doing. I was like, maybe it's in the bushes. And then we get to the alley. And we get to the alley, and you turn your head, you look down, and there's a rat that is stopped, and you know it's facing the other way, but looking back at you, like, what you gonna
like
do?
Like a 2 Chainz video.
Yeah, and the dog, like a music video girl, she's looking back at it, and the dogs lost their mind.
What?
And I can't I do not want to know what happens if they catch a rat. And it's so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, if they have their shots, they'll be fine. But you got to wash them off and shit.
So, but this is the first time they've heard rats, but they've never seen rats before. Because I had a rat in my apartment in Dallas. This was the worst thing.
Rat or a mouse?
No, a rat.
Ugh.
So have you ever dealt with rats before?
No, just mice.
Just mice. Yeah. Okay. So mice, I don't mind. Like they're kind of cute. They're so dirty, but kind of cute.
but they freak you out. You see one run across the. Anyway,
again, the mice are so little, like they don't bother me. But the rats are they're just disgusting. We woke up and there were holes in like the dog treats and the dog food, and in the middle of the night at some point, Darla had like lost her mind and started barking, and we didn't know what she was barking at, and we're like, go back to sleep. She probably heard some weird noise, and it happened a couple nights in a row, but the exact same time every night. It was like 1:30 in the morning every night.
It's so weird.
And so finally, my fiance Shelby, she finds the treats, and then and there was a hole in the bag of the treats. Probably ate $100 worth of dog treats, and then we found the rat droppings in the house. Oh my God, it's the most invasive thing. It's like if somebody robbed you, came into your house, and then just like went on your pillow and like rubbed their face all over and left you a note and let them know that you did it, or rubbed their butt in your pillow or something.
Yeah,
like, that's how you feel. You feel like somebody literally invaded your privacy, and the things. The apartment complex, like, they were like, oh, come, they put these little stupid traps down, right? But the rats are kind of smart, and so they're like, I'm not going to step.
They just eat the cheese off the...
Finally, we put enough down that in the middle, it was in the furnace room, too, is where they were getting in. 1:30 rolls around. All of a sudden, we hear this rumbling, right? Flipping around, you hear a trap close like that on it, and then you hear nothing for a second, and we're both, like, wide awake in bed, panicked, like, just in fear. And then all of a sudden you hear just rustling. It's stuck in this trap. And she looks at me, she goes, what are you going to do? I go, I guess I got to go get it. You know, maybe I'll wait till it dies. I don't know what to do. So I waited till it stopped moving. I go into the furnace room. I open it up. Like, right, I got the flashlight. I have a bat in the other hand or a hammer or something. I was like, and as I'm walking out, she goes, well, what are you going to do if it's still alive? I look at her dead in the face. I go, do you really want to know? I'm gonna have to kill the thing. And I get in there and I open up the door and it is like, it's so the trap looks like a video game, basically like a Pac-Man with teeth, right? And so it closes. It's not like the traditional where the right. bar flips over on the side, right? So it closes, looks like it ate the rat's head. And so the rat's head is stuck in this thing and the body is just out and it just, I mean, it's like all crooked in the side. And so I had to go in there and get it and put it in a trash bag and take it out to like the dumpster in the middle of
what's the problem here?
Dude, it was you're actually so like gross. Oh, you know, this is a big deal to me. That's not a big deal to you?
Yeah, it's gross, but I was just
oh my
like,
God. No, I've never dealt with any like that. I don't like bugs, I don't like spiders, I don't like rats. I'm not the guy that's killing rats. You don't care. Oh,
well, I mean,
thought it was a big deal to me. I was like a big story.
I would just put, this is what I would have done. Yeah. It's get a plastic bag, kind of like a dog poop bag, and put my hand in there and grab the trap, not the rat, and just like throw it in another bag,
but still,
tie it up and run.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, it was awful. It was the worst thing in my life. Yeah, you're looking at you and you're like, I don't understand the problem. Like, I am a big well, wuss with that.
I'm a wussy too. Those things freak me out. And then after that, every time you hear a little noise, you're like, another rat. You know what I mean?
But PTSD for the yeah, till PTSD. Now. Still, it is. It really but is. Every little noise you hear.
New York City, they have like meetups with dogs, and they go and sweep and just kill a bunch of rats.
They have meetups night. With dogs. What do you mean?
Like the dogs will go chase the rats and kill them.
Like people just bring their dogs, like a dog,
yeah,
like a
there's such
like
a
play date
infestation in New York City that they need to get rid of the rats. So they're taking it in their own hands. I saw it was on
really?
Like Vice News or something, like one of those documentaries.
I would never take my dog to one of those things.
But they're like, I know.
I don't want my dog eating.
They're
this
all about
disgusting,
it.
Diseaseful.
They're like
rat.
Marching out there, like ah, let's
no.
get these rats. I swear.
Really?
It was like a Vice News, like one of those segments.
Yeah.
I came across it. I don't know where.
You sure
it
wasn't like The Onion? Like,
no,
they don't
I swear.
Do that.
No, because The Onion is just like, you know, they'll post. I don't think they do videos and stuff. It was like a,
right.
a video series.
Oh, my God.
But,
would
well,
you let your
so
dog
many rats
do that?
In New York. No.
Sure. That doesn't mean I want your dog eating them.
No.
There's a lot of. Yeah.
But some breeds are better for that or something like that. I don't know. No, I wouldn't let my dog because I saw her with a pigeon over here on Roosevelt in her, a dead pigeon in her mouth. It was
oh
like
my God.
Stiff like cardboard because I was crossing Roosevelt with my dog, Roosevelt, excuse me. And I was worried about, she's so low to the ground. She's a little beagle. I was so worried about us getting hit by a car because, you know, people are trying to turn on reds,
sure.
lights, and you're walking.
They're crazy South Loop drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm concentrating on the cars. I'm not looking at Opal. And then we get to the corner. And I'm like, I think I'm all tight with my cute dog. Like everyone's like,
people are looking at you. Like, oh,
I
look.
Down. She had a pigeon, a dead pigeon in her
oh
mouth.
Oh my God.
And it was like huge. And she's just like, it wasn't even, it was so stiff, like a piece of cardboard or something. It was gross.
What do you do?
And I didn't want to touch it with my hands.
Right?
So I'm swinging her around on the leash. Drop it, like freaking out. And everyone's like, dude, this guy's crazy. She finally dropped it. And then I was like, let's go. So then I had to go back home and wash her off, like obviously. But I was freaking out though because I didn't know. I was like, dude, is she going to die or what? Like, she going to get rabies
yeah,
or whatever,
get, yeah.
like diseases. And so I was like Googling it and I put a post on Facebook and someone was like, dude, if she has her shots, she's good. I'm like, cool. It's like funny. You could go Google all this kind
yes.
of stuff. The best way to find out things sometimes is just post on Facebook.
Yeah, and let people answer it for you. Yeah.
But then you have the people that are excessive. They're like, you,
well, they follow, and then they follow
it's
up.
It's like, you're being
you...
lazy at this point. Just go figure it out. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
asking for advice on stuff.
I YouTube everything. I can YouTube yeah. everything. Like, I YouTube how to use our Final Cut. We were just talking about
yeah.
how to use the video editing program.
That's why there's no excuse for people to not know how to do anything anymore.
I tweeted that yesterday. I said, you like, want to learn something? There's
yeah.
no reason not to. This day that we live in is
yeah.
incredible.
And it makes it so easy, dude. Like, but I'm, you know, we're fortunate to live in these days because back in the day, there wasn't Google. Remember, we were using Google Maps and you print it out
to
get directions.
Yeah,
now you have apps right. and there's that online school, Udemy, U-D-E-M-U. Udemy. Have you
What's
seen
that?
It?
No.
So they have a bunch of courses. Like if you like, I'm taking my studying for my drone license, and they have a study guide, but it costs $10.
Wait, there's drone license? I didn't know there was drone.
Yeah, you have
Talk
to get
to
a part
107.
You have to get a part 107 if you want to fly commercially.
What does that mean, fly commercially?
It's basically a license, a drone license, but it's called a Part 107. So commercially, commercially is like for us, if we want to shoot something for the radio station,
right?
That's commercial. Even though you're not making money off it, you're still promoting something.
Really?
So, or if you have, you know, you're shooting for a real estate company or, or you have a real estate.
Any kind of marketing.
Yeah. If you're shooting for real estate or doing a promo video for whoever, any kind of.
What if you just have like your own YouTube channel? And you're like, I like to post my drone videos.
You could do that.
My drone videos.
But you have to follow the rules of being, you know, outside of 5 miles from a radius from an airport.
Okay.
There's all the other rules.
I didn't know about all these rules. That's interesting.
Well, now with the software on our DJIs,
yeah,
it'll tell you like, yo, you're in a no-fly zone when you fire it up. So it'll just, on the app.
Rockets just come out of nowhere, take out your drone.
Dude, so, but you could,
that's scary.
And at some points, like if it's a super like saturated area, you shouldn't be flying. It won't even let the motors turn. Or turn on.
Really?
But sometimes you break the rules and fly it. Like, you're not supposed to fly over people that don't have consent of being in the video, but, like, how could you avoid that sometimes?
Right.
So that's more for,
blur them out later.
They don't want you flying over concerts and stuff, obviously, because there's idiots out there, dude.
Yeah.
Ruining everything. But you have to get a Part 107, so there's a study guide for it. It's basically like taking a pilot's test, which sucks because it sucks and it doesn't because it's going to weed out all the knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Because you have to be serious about getting that Part 107.
It's mostly, do they test you to see if you're good at flying the drone or is it just about like knowing the rules? Like, do you have to take a driver's test?
No.
Oh, like, obstacle courses?
Actually, you do. You do at the
end. No, you don't.
You have to get certified, but you have to go to like one of these places that do it. It could either be like a place that sells drones or like a whatever.
Really?
But it's not that hard. Just like the driving test, the physical, I don't think it's that hard. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you still have to go through the steps. But it's the Part 107 to study for it. It's been taking me so long because I'm not the smartest.
Part 107, like there was 106 parts before that you took?
No, I don't know why it's called the Part 107.
Oh, okay.
But it's just some aviation.
I didn't know if you had to take
it.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it's called. I have no idea.
Like, that's but not
it's
worth essentially it, so the drone.
Right. No. But you have to get certified and you have to take this like aviation test. It's through the FAA. So it's like if the wind's coming 50 knots out of the west and there's a cloud, where should you place your drone? Like, dude, I'm like, well, I don't know. It's basically like getting a pilot license.
Yeah, that's crazy. Getting a pilot license is expensive, too.
So there's pros and cons to that. Obviously, you know, you could weed out all the knuckleheads that aren't taking it seriously. Yep. They just want to, like, mess around.
There were some guys by my old apartment that did, like, drone racing. And so, like, I'd go to the park, and they'd be like, shoo! But the guy had the VR glasses on. Like, these guys were serious. This was a sport to them.
Oh, it's on ESPN, bro.
No, it isn't. Is it really? How do
I
not know about the drone?
They're making millions. Dude, these guys are making millions.
Really?
Drone racing. They're good at it. And the courses they have, because they race them in Vegas. I know one course.
Are you good at it?
No, I've never done drone racing. Because you have to go through those, like, hoops or whatever you call them. Rings.
They
kind of like Sonic.
Cones. It's stuck through.
Yeah.
They go through rings.
And it registers. Like, when you go through, it'll tell you. You know what I mean? It's all electronic.
They were doing it around, like, a soccer field where kids were playing. I was like, these are going to cut some kids' head off.
Right. But they, like those goggles. Right. You look so stupid, and these guys think they're all tight. They're like.
But the funny thing is, you can walk up to them, and they have no idea you're standing in front of them because they're in their
so vulnerable
goggle zone.
And there's no way to look cool. Dude, seriously, guys.
No, like, not with those big goggles.
Now they're like dressing them up. They put their sponsors on there, like a NASCAR race car. You know,
I
they'll have
it.
Sponsor stickers and stuff. And then when they show them on TV, by the way, they have mad skills. I'm not clowning them for that. But when they show them on TV, there's like five guys lined up next to each other just all.
Yeah.
And all their stuff.
Waffle House was your spot, man. That was your comfort zone. Those were your
my
people.
Birthday, they kicked me out.
They kicked you.
I slipped. Because the floors are tile.
They all knew your name, man. I went there once with you, and they're all like, Sonic! Like, they know you at Waffle House?
Give me some credit. This is the one underneath my apartment building. So it was in my apartment building. So every night on the weekends,
For them to know your name, like, that is impressive, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I ended up getting drunk one night and giving one of the cooks my numbers. This girl that she cooked there, and she was like obsessed with me. And that was the worst mistake I ever made. She blew me up for like 2 months. I felt bad because she's my friend, but I was like not trying to go there.
Hoping you were just like, hey, just let me know when the hash browns are ready. Just shoot me a text.
I should have. But I was just like ignoring her. Oh, man. But
so
they kicked me out on my birthday. You were with me.
Was I?
We went to the club. It was my birthday, got hammered, of course, and then I was wearing those stupid Steve Madden boots that I always wore.
Yeah.
It sounded like if you were walking on tile and you couldn't see me, but you heard my boots, it sounded like a hot chick was coming through.
Yeah.
And then you turn around, it was me in some Steve Madden boots. Anyways, I'm wearing those. And the tile at Waffle House is all greasy because it's just a grease,
whatever. Pit. That's what it is.
Grease pit. And so then I stood up and I slipped and I fell on my ass and they're like, yo, you got to go. They kicked us out.
I don't remember that. That's so funny.
I remember you were with me because it was. I think you had just moved there or something. Anyway, dude, it was terrible.
Those are good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
The Waffle House, though, shout out to them. I miss the Waffle House. They fed us during the snowpocalypse. Remember in Atlanta when the city shut down?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Were you there for that?
No, I came right after that. Okay, so that was the weirdest thing to watch it from Chicago and go, oh, because I knew I was moving there by then.
Yeah.
And it was negative 21 degrees when that happened here in Chicago. And Atlanta was like an inch of ice or something, and I was like, this is where I'm moving? People are leaving their cars on the street. And
yeah.
It was crazy. To be fair, they're not prepared for that
stuff. Yeah, they have three trucks to...
And they use this brine stuff, which doesn't work on the streets. Yeah. Like, it was ice. So it was dangerous, but sitting here from the outside, and that's how everyone, I think, has never been there from Chicago still looks at it and goes...
Even Northerners, they're like, you guys are weenies.
Yes, exactly. It was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw, because it was one day, 1 inch of ice, and it was...
It was 3 inches of snow, to be fair.
Okay. But we were in the middle of 10 days below 20 degrees here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And for the first time in, I think ever, Chicago Public Schools had closed. And I remember all of this so, because I remember thinking, where am I moving to? But to be fair, it was pretty dangerous. Not ready for it. Yes. Anyway, sorry. Waffle
House. Well, the city was shut down for 3 days. Then the, you go to, what do you call it, the gas station, they're depleted of everything, like water, chips, everything, like not even
like
ding dongs. Anyway, so Waffle House opened up. We're like, what? I was like, right below
my house.
They're
always open. Waffle House is always
open.
Dude,
they
always
are, open. Man, legit. They're not weenies, that's for sure. They were in there cooking, and then we went in there. I remember I had a couple refugees, like literally at my house. Brooke's friend, Lisa, her mom.
Brooke's the girl that owed you money, right?
Yeah.
Did she ever pay you back? We don't have to get into that story. I just wonder if she ever paid you back.
Yeah, no, she did. She called me because she's like, hey, my friend's mom's stuck in bucket around your house. Like when people were getting stuck, and she's like, can she come kick it? Whatever, can you house her? I'm like, cool. A couple other people came through. So I had five people in my one-bedroom apartment, and we ate everything. Like, you know that the can of corn that you just have, like the canned foods that you've had in your...
Yes.
Every house has them. You never even eat them, but they're there.
Green beans.
Yeah, like, why did I even buy these? But they're there.
Because you were going to cook at some point. You were going to make
whatever,
something.
Right. Or they're on something. How did they even get there? Anyways, we ate all that. I had nothing.
Is there from the previous owner?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have a tortilla chip. Nothing, dude.
That's
so
funny.
Waffle House opened up. I'm like, yeah.
That's fair.
So we went down.
See, look at how this all went full circle. We went, like, you're this wonderful dog dad now, and you have this beautiful daughter, and it all started, we came all the way back to where it started from, was your drunk ass falling down in Waffle House on your birthday. This is a
wicked strides.
This is a well-rounded story, I think.
Yeah.
We did a good job.